From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Monday, September 7th. It is Labor Day. I hope you are getting a chance to relax today. Should be an absolutely gorgeous day across the region. We'll see mostly sunny skies with a high near 88, winds beyond the southwest at 8 to 10 miles an hour. A Perry County teenager is dead following a weekend car crash in Randolph County. Illinois State Police say the single vehicle accident happened about 1:20 yesterday afternoon near Sparta. Troopers say the 14-year-old female victim from Cutler was a passenger in an SUV that was driven by a 15-year-old female from Coulterville. A 5-year-old female from Coulterville was also a passenger in the vehicle. Police say the SUV was eastbound on Moffett Road near Valley Steel Road when the driver lost control in gravel. The SUV then ran off the road and overturned. The 14-year-old female passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. State police say the 15-year-old driver was transported by helicopter to a regional hospital with life-threatening injuries. The 5-year-old was taken to an area hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Carbondale police are asking for the public's help following two shootings early yesterday morning. Police say they responded to a report of shots fired in the 900 block of West Sycamore Street around 12:30 a.m. yesterday. Officers found two victims with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. Both were taken to Memorial Hospital of Carbondale for treatment. Police have yet to identify the victims, and they say there is currently no suspect information. Police do say it appears there was a disturbance involving acquaintances when the shots were fired. A Jackson County man died following an ATV accident on Friday night. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department says 44-year-old Jeremy Pierce of Ava was pronounced dead at the scene following a head-on collision between the ATV he was riding and another ATV. The accident happened on Campground Road near Ava around 10 p.m. Friday. Sheriff deputies say the other ATV was driven by the victim's brother, 42-year-old Joshua Pierce, also of Ava. Joshua Pierce was airlifted from the scene to a St. Louis area hospital. After Illinois leaders announced they'd cleared a backlog of COVID-19 tests last week, the state reported more than 4,000 new cases over the weekend and is now closing in on 250,000 positive tests for the coronavirus since the pandemic began. Along with the 4,200 new cases, another 28 deaths were attributed to the virus. That brings the death toll to a little over 8,100 statewide. Locally, the region saw more than 200 new positive test results over the weekend, bringing the overall infection total for the WSIU listening area to nearly 8,000. A complete breakdown of COVID-19 across the region is online at WSIUnews.org. Well, mental health care providers have changed the way they operate due to the COVID-19 pandemic. As Christine Herman reports, the shift to providing services virtually creates both challenges and opportunities.
At the Community Resource Counseling Center in rural Paxton, most clients are seen via teletherapy. Executive Director Laurelyn Kropek says this may be more convenient for those who live far away, but internet access can be a challenge, and visits by phone mean you can't see people's body language. Kropek says, generally speaking, people in rural areas have a strong sense of independence.
And people, kind of being used to sort of taking care of themselves, taking care of their own business. So there can be a high degree of stigma.
She says it's common for depression and anxiety to be exacerbated during stressful times, and she wants people to know help is available. I'm Christine Herman.
More than 1 million Illinoisans have applied to vote by mail for the November election. That's roughly triple the number of the last presidential election contest in 2016. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is warning the public about robocalls trying to discourage people from voting by mail. Raoul says his office started getting complaints about the calls a week ago, where in many cases an automated message claimed that if you vote by mail, your personal information would be compromised.
And warning that the CDC would collect information for mandatory vaccines, or that law enforcement would be looking for outstanding warrants.
A few other states are reporting the same problem. The Illinois State Board of Elections says voting by mail is a secure option this November. A special investigative committee of the General Assembly will meet this week to decide the fate of Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. In July, officials from ComEd admitted to federal prosecutors that they awarded lobbying jobs and contracts to close associates of Madigan's. Capital News Illinois reports the Democrat has not been charged with any crime and has insisted that he did not engage in any wrongdoing. House Republicans called for the investigation. The committee will determine whether reasonable grounds exist to authorize charges against Madigan that could result in discipline. The first hearing is scheduled for Thursday. And the Illinois Community College Board is helping Illinoisans earn their high school equivalency. WSIU's Benji Jeffords has more.
The Illinois Community College Board has repurposed funding to help reduce the cost of testing for residents taking a high school equivalency test, like the GED. ICCB provided over $500,000 to cover more than 60% of the fees. Executive Director Brian Durham says this program is meant to help the 1.4 million residents that don't have a high school diploma.
This is really an exciting program. It's something that we have put together so that we can support students and help folks reach their goals during what is really obviously a very tough time and in the midst of the pandemic.
The grant will discount about 25,000 tests before the funds run out. Illinois has two licensed vendors administering the dozens of testing sites throughout the state. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
And Shawnee Community College is set to announce its new president. The new school leader will be announced during tomorrow's Board of Trustees meeting, which will be held on Zoom. Recapping the forecast for today, this Monday, your Labor Day, sunny skies. We'll see a high of 88, winds out of the southwest at 8 to 10 miles an hour. That will give way to mostly clear conditions tonight with an overnight low of 68. If you like today, you'll love tomorrow. We'll have a carbon copy forecast tomorrow across most all of the listening area. With WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams.